Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. There are 10 critical symptoms that women should never ignore. We got that list, and we have the go-to expert, Dr. Julian Schenck, who's going to help us understand what those symptoms are all about. Dr. Schenck is Chief Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology, and Women's Health at Spectrum Health Medical Group in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and their website is spectrummedical.org. Dr. Schenck, welcome to Her Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we got 10 of these symptoms to plow through here. Let's just start up. I'll tee them up here. Number one, abnormal vaginal bleeding or discharge. What should a woman do?
Well, first of all, women are going to say, what is abnormal? What's the difference between normal and abnormal? Because menstruating women will have vaginal bleeding on a regular basis, monthly basis. So what's abnormal? First of all, postmenopausal bleeding is abnormal. And the menopause is defined as a year of no periods. So if a woman, once she's gone through the menopause, and as many of your listeners know, that she's often associated with hot flashes and so on, when a year has gone by without any periods, if a woman starts having vaginal bleeding, that is abnormal and absolutely requires a visit to
right.
the doctor.
And that with the discharge. So that means get ye to your gynecologist. Don't question it like so many women do. They just sit there and they go, I'll just wait. The second symptom that you should always pay attention to, unexplained weight loss.
That's right. It can be a sign of a cancer, colon cancer, for instance, or any of the GI cancers are associated with unexplained weight loss. And so we all know, and I know that a common topic on talk radio and in the newspaper is, how do I lose weight? Well, you lose weight by working really hard at it and limiting how many calories you take in and how hard you work out.
Right.
And if you lose weight without trying, you need to see your physician.
Something's up. And the other thing, too, is hyperthyroidism, too, also kicks in there, and you don't even know it, and you get a little buzzy, and you're running around and dropping a little bit, too. All right, number three in these symptoms you don't want to ignore, can't stay away from the bathroom. What's that
about? That's right. Well, if you're getting up, especially if you're getting up at night more than you ever did before, and to me, really, the trigger there is three times at night or more, something's not quite right there. That could be a sign of diabetes. If it's associated with diabetes, it tends to be also associated with being really thirsty. And you sort of feel like you're doing it to yourself. You drink. You're always thirsty, and yet you're always going to the bathroom. As a gynecologist, the things we think about, though, are large pelvic masses that actually press on the bladder and make the bladder essentially smaller. And so it fills up quickly, and you feel full and an urge to go. And then when you go, there isn't necessarily that much there, but you have to go very frequently.
Okay, and then urinary tract infections and all that, too, at the same time. But you're going for the big stuff. Yikes. Number four, a bloated belly or pain in your pelvis or abdomen.
Right. And that really is one of the red flags of ovarian cancer.
Yep.
90%+ of women, some would say 95% of women with ovarian cancer have symptoms, and often those symptoms are discounted. Now, turn that around. It doesn't mean everyone who feels bloated has ovarian cancer by any means, but if it's new, your pants are tighter, and you didn't gain a lot of weight, and it's not making sense, this is a symptom that comes and doesn't go away, right? It's not the coming and going, oh, geez, I ate too much pizza, and now I feel bloated.
Right.
This is, one, two,
you know,
3 weeks.
Well, with all this Angelina Jolie, breast cancer gene, ovarian cancer talk out there, I know that a lot of women are really talking this up, the ovarian cancer issue. So this is an important symptom, that bloated belly pain.
Oh, absolutely.
Number five.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really has done a lot to raise awareness.
Huge.
It's great. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Constant fatigue.
Constant fatigue can be a sign of hypothyroidism.
There you go.
But it also can be a sign of an occult malignancy, a cancer that hasn't been diagnosed. And ovarian cancer is one of those. Gastrointestinal cancers are another. This is fatigue that doesn't go away. You get rest, you know, you go to bed, you got 8 hours sleep,
right.
You get up, you go, oh, geez, I'm still tired.
Yep. And so this is why this is important. How about number six, swollen leg?
Right. So one swollen leg is a lot worse than two in my book. So if you have one swollen leg, that means that either you have a blood clot or something in inhibiting the circulation to that leg, either the blood circulation or the lymphatic circulation to that leg. And that has to be explained. Unfortunately, some of those causes are cancers. Others, if you have a blood clot, and you haven't been on a transatlantic plane flight, or you don't have a family history of blood clots, or some other reason to have them, you got to get to the bottom of that. And that is something you really have to figure out quickly.
Yep. And it's pretty obvious, too. How about no appetite or a feeling of being full?
Well, so that feeling of being full is also a sign that there's something wrong within the abdominal cavity. And as gynecologists, the first thing we think about is ovarian cancer, because this is one of those four symptoms that patients with ovarian cancer frequently complain about. And it's just sometimes called early satiety. You eat a little bit and, oh, I'm full already. You really need to pay attention to that.
Would you do me a favor? Just quickly tell us the four main symptoms of ovarian cancer. You mentioned one, that feeling full.
So the feeling full, bloating, the pelvic pain, and then pain with intercourse. Is one. And
okay, and all of those
make a little
sense.
Less often. Yeah,
gotcha.
You know,
there's trouble there. Oh, and how about this one? Number eight: feeling queasy, having nausea, or fighting indigestion.
So again, kind of a variation on number seven, which is no appetite or feeling full. If there's no space in your abdomen, either because there's fluid pressing on the stomach or a tumor pressing on the stomach, you're going to get reflux up your esophagus. You're going to have indigestion from that. Your stomach's not going to empty well.
Gotcha. And so you got to be on top of that. And we're almost done. Vulva problems, including color changes, itching, or burning. So how common is this, and what does it really signify?
Well, so certainly itching of the vulva can be a common sign just of a yeast infection an allergic reaction. But particularly in women, more elderly women, who have never had that problem before, they need to pay attention, because itching can be a sign of either a cancer or a precancerous abnormality. And there aren't supposed to be new growths or new texture, significant changes in the texture on the vulva. That's a sign that there's something growing there that doesn't belong.
What if someone is younger than an elderly person? Does it mean the same thing?
Well, it's less concerning for cancer, but precancerous abnormalities also itch. And they can take 10 to 20 years to become cancers.
Right.
You don't want to ignore them for all those 10 to 20 years.
You got it.
Become a cancer.
Well, then number 10 goes hand in hand. Pain in the pelvis, abdomen, or back. You know, this really speaks to everything else that you've just helped us with when we're looking at these 10 symptoms that women should not ignore. Her listeners, we've been talking to Dr. Julian Schenck, who's helped us understand these symptoms. Pay attention to them. His website is spectrummedical.org. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and stay well.